The United Nations issued this statement by the Secretary General, read here by a spokesperson.
It is essential that all concerns regarding the implementation of the plan be addressed through the mechanisms established in the JCPOA. The Secretary General calls on other JCPOA participants to abide fully by their respective commitments under the JCPOA and all other member states to support this agreement.
In Iran itself, there was lots of disappointment and anger. Members of the parliament burned a U.S. flag screaming death to America. And Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, said he will try and go on negotiating with the remaining five members to the JCPOA, but he says Iran may retaliate.
We will exercise our right to respond in a manner of our choosing. Bluster or threats won't get the U.S. a new deal, particularly as it is not honoring the deal it has already made. Relying on cartoonish allegations, rehashed from more than a decade ago and dealt with by the IAEA, to make a case for nixing the deal has fooled no one.
Now, Iran's economy is not strong. The partial lifting of the sanctions in July 2015 did not yet bring the expected growth. But when will the U.S. go on re-implementing its sanctions, and how will Iran deal with this? Well, on Tuesday, just after Trump's announcement, the U.S. Treasury produced a document saying that there will be what they call a 90-day wind-down period, where the sanctions that were lifted will be gradually restored. So that will happen on August 6th. This may also mean that the U.S. may punish European businesses that just signed big contracts in Iran, such as France's Total oil company that signed a $1 billion deal in July last year to exploit a major gas field. In spite of that, Mohammed Marandi, an America's watcher at the University of Tehran, remains optimistic.
Iran is beginning to trade with Russia, as well as China, as well as other countries like Turkey, with their own currencies and refraining from using the U.S. dollar. So there are new opportunities today that didn't exist as such before. And Iran's regional position today is much greater than it was a decade ago. And the United States government is much more isolated than it was a few years ago. I don't think that the United States will have the ability to create any significant coalition against Iran, especially since everyone sees the United States as the side that is violating the agreement and the side that is behaving irrationally and dishonestly.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was one of the major movers behind Trump's decision to pull out of the Iran nuclear deal with his relentless lobbying. But how did people in Israel react to the news? I spoke to a former director of the Israeli Nuclear Energy Commission, General Yuri Ilam, and surprisingly, he does not agree with Trump.
Myself, with many others, are concerned and a bit disappointed because Trump did not show any real opening for discussing with the Iranian the new deal. What Trump has done is cutting off this alternative and putting European France, Germany and Great Britain in a position that I'm not sure how they will handle it. And of course, Russia and China will not go with Trump. The agreement today is still there. Iranian perhaps will be wise and smart to keep in and show that the United States is the only one who is not abiding the agreement.
But the action by Trump to pull out of the Iran deal must be seen from a global perspective, at least by those who decide Washington's international diplomacy, says Sverre Lodgaard, a senior research fellow with the Norwegian Institute of International Affairs, pointing at the upcoming summit between North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un and the U.S. president.
There's an important connection between what is happening on the Korean Peninsula and what is happening in the Middle East. President Trump believes that maximum pressure on North Korea was necessary in order to set in motion what we have seen developing in recent months. And he probably believes that maximum pressure is what is needed in the Middle East too, maximum pressure on Iran. It seems that in Washington, the regime change people are now very much in power. And I'm concerned that the challenge for the time ahead will be the same challenge that the Europeans stood up to from the end of 2003. The basic objective being to avoid war.
So the big question is now, how are the three European parties to the JCPOA going to react? Will they side with Russia and China, or will they follow Washington? Or will Washington be alone in this with his staunch allies Israel and Saudi Arabia against the rest of the world?